This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about some exciting news from the world of Fantasy Island, and we will talk about some aspects of working from home happily.
So, Gretch, before we dive in, anything to report?
Well, first of all, I wanted to let you know I'm wearing my salt t-shirt that you gave me for good luck. I feel like it's my good luck t-shirt. So it's salt, my one word theme. So if people are watching on YouTube, I just flashed it.
Well, Gretchen, while we're talking about what we're wearing, if also people on YouTube, I'm wearing, Adam gave me a smile necklace for my birthday. So it's a Tiffany smile. So you can, so it's fitting.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Okay, let's both take pictures of it and we'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
And I know you're wearing a collared shirt because that's what your costume designer told us to wear. But also, Elizabeth, I was thinking about this because we, from time to time, we get emails from people who are like, I don't know if you know that it's not grammatical to say more happier, but it's not, and it really bugs me. And so we get that it's not grammatical. We find it funny.
Yes.
And in one sense, you can use it in a way that's not ungrammatical, which is you're getting more happier with Gretchen Rubin. So in that way. But as somebody pointed out at the end, we say, oh, are you feeling more happier? There, it's clearly wrong.
Yes.
And Elizabeth, I think in the interest of respecting people who love good grammar, which of course we applaud people who love good grammar, we'll drop it.
No.
Like we thought it was funny and well, I don't know. If I know it's bugging people, I don't want to do it. What do you think?
No, I disagree. I love it.
You love it?
Yes. I think they'll just feel better knowing that we know.
Okay. That we know, we've acknowledged it. Or maybe I won't do it and you will. So we'll have the circuit split. I don't know. Because it is one of those things where sometimes the repetition is humor. And the more you do something, the funnier it gets. But then sometimes knowing that somebody is grimacing can make it less fun. So I don't know. Okay, well, we'll
ponder.
It's all noted. We will ponder. It's all noted. Okay, so
but
now
yes,
we
are aware that more happier is not grammatically correct.
Yes.
So everyone can breathe a sigh of relief.
That's what we thought made it funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, speaking of whether or not good grammar makes us happier, Elizabeth, what is making you more happier? Oh, there we go. What's something?
This podcast.
It's all over the place. Okay.
We can't excise it. What is making me more happier, Gretchen, is that Sarah and I have finished the writing portion of season two of Fantasy Island. I'm talking about this every chance I get because it's just a huge deal in my life. You know, our main responsibility as showrunners is the scripts. I mean, that's the bulk of what keeps us up at night. And we handed in our last script. We're rewriting it now. And it's just the best feeling. It's like last day of school kind of feeling. Yes, we still have work to do, but it's nothing compared to having 13 scripts staring us in the face.
This is always kind of mystifying to me because it seems like you still have this giant, huge, more than full-time job herding the cats and making all these decisions. But I guess it's just sort of the urgent grind is sort of lifted. Is that the difference?
Here's the thing. The writing is what is on us. So other things are on other people and we give notes on them or we watch what they've done.
Right. You weigh in.
But the writing ultimately is on us and of course the other writers, but ultimately on us.
Right.
And
right.
others give it. Us notes. You know what I mean? So it's right. just that thing where at the end of the day, it's our responsibility. And it takes an enormous amount of time.
Part of it is also that it's like nothing can be done without that. It's sort
script.
Of like you are the
exactly.
ultimate bottleneck.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there's things that other people can be planning yes. or working on. Yeah, here and there.
And because of our like grueling, crushing production schedule, we had to have the scripts done so fast that it was, yeah. we did not know if we could accomplish that goal. It was like, this is something we're walking yeah. off a cliff here. We have no yeah. idea.
Yeah. It's like those, like when they do stunts, never before attempted. Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, yeah. it's a relief to know that we got through it. And we're happy with the scripts, and it's just making me way more happier.
This is reminding me when I was in high school and college and law school, actually, when I would have exams, I would yes. make a pile on one side of all the materials that I had that were covered. So the textbooks, the handouts, the notebooks, everything. And then I had this ritual where every time I took an exam, I would move the material from one side to the other side. And so I would see one side shrinking and the other side growing. I still remember that feeling when everything had been moved
the
into the other
pile.
Column. Yeah, and so you're now, it's not totally on the other pile, but it's
almost.
Significantly on the upper
yes.
pile. Okay, okay,
yes.
good.
So I
Excellent.
Am thrilled.
Excellent.
What's making you more happier?
Okay, so this is like a Christmas miracle. So you know I love children's literature and young adult literature, and
yes.
I love the novels of Noelle Streetfield. And she is famous for what are called the Shoes books. So the most famous one is Ballet Shoes, which I probably read 20, 30 times in my life. There's Theater Shoes, Dancing Shoes, Tennis Shoes, Family Shoes. There's all these Shoes books. They're all really fun.
Yes.
And there's sort of a certain quality to Noelle Streetfield's writing where, like, if that's what you like, it's a lot of what you like. It's just like a very particular thing. And there's a kind of a certain coziness to it and a certain kind of way the characters relate to each other that I just find inexhaustibly pleasing. I knew she had written some adult books, and I had read one or two of them along the way, and I hadn't loved them in the same way. Like, they were perfectly fine, but I didn't love them. And then I realized, so by this weird train of events in my reading, which is often what happens to me, so I was looking for some book in the online catalog of my library, New York Society Library, and I noticed that Noelle Streetfield had written a little partial biography of E. Nesbitt, who, if you know your children's literature, is this towering figure in English literature for children's literature. Like, The Railway Children is my favorite of her books, but then she also wrote a book called Five Children and It that was sort of transformative. Anyway, so I was always really interested in E. Nesbitt. I was like, oh my gosh, E. Nesbitt and Noelle Streetfield coming together in one book? I have to read it. So I read that book, and that got me thinking, like, okay. And in the back, it listed all these books by Noelle Streetfield that I didn't know about.
Mm.
And there was one called A Vicarage Family. Well, I was like, that sounds like a great thing. But then I realized the whole title was A Vicarage Family, A Biography of Myself.
Mm.
And it turned out that Noelle Streetfield had written a memoir of herself, but she wrote it in the third person. So everybody in it has their real name, and she appears in it with her real name, but it's as if it was written as a novel. So
wow.
this is like, if you like the Shoes books, this is like the original
yes.
Shoes books, but it's very complex because it's more, it's an adult memoir. And so it goes much more into sort of, not the dark side, it's not a dark book, but the complexity of family life and the complexity of how her parents dealt with her and her brothers and sisters. And anyway, and then I just been ripping through all these Noelle Streetfield's novels for adults. And it's like, it's so rare that a person whose books you love, who's not writing right now and like publishing new books,
yes,
that you find some trove in the past, because usually I would have already found that trove.
Yes.
And so I was just like,
it's like a gift from the past.
It's a gift from the past. And it's like, how did I not know this? One time I literally had a dream that I found a new Mrs. Pigglewiggle book.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I love Mrs. Pigglewiggle so much. I also love her. Betty McDonald's adult writing is excellent, too. And again, I found that sort of later. So every couple of weeks, I like get one from the library, read it in a day, because she's really quick. But it's just such a treat. And like you say, it's a gift from the past, because
yes,
I just didn't know that these things were there. And they've been waiting for me on the shelf all along. And so I'm so happy.
I'm so glad you have that in your life, Gretch. That makes me happy.
I know.
You deserve
Parsons
a little
Nine.
Treat. That's a nice
yes.
treat for you.
Yes, yes, yes. I was reading Parsons 9 on an airplane, and I was like, you know what? This is just like, just what I wanted. Just the flavor I wanted to taste.
All right. Well, coming up, Gretchen's going to ask me, how's that going for me? But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Alyssa, this is something I've been wanting to hear about. How's it going for you and for Sarah to have your team theme? I know you pick a team theme for every year, and I haven't heard you guys in Happier in Hollywood check in on your team theme.
Okay, well, Gretch, I will remind everybody, our team theme this year is What Would Dolly Do 2022?
I love this because love Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I love a rhyming thing,
yes.
You know, fluency heuristic. Things feel more powerful if they rhyme, if they're very easy to remember. This is
yes.
a great theme.
Yes, great theme. And when we picked it, we talked about wanting to both be more sort of fun and joyful and even whimsical the way Dolly Parton often is, but also she's amazing and good. And we, you know, just wanted to emulate all things Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she seems like a person who's like very entertaining, but also like a truly virtuous person who
yes.
does a lot of good in the world. And that's
yes.
an
she
unusual
would be
combination.
A good spiritual master. You know, we're always
oh.
saying like, who's
oh.
your spiritual master?
Oh.
Yours is Saint Therese. Mine yes. is Barbara Walters. But Dolly Parton
but
would
think
be a great one.
She's a great spiritual. I think she is a spiritual master for many
well, she
people
is.
Because
yes.
she is this wonderful combination of of whimsy and delight, and then also like true virtue at work in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, as for how it's going,
yeah,
you know, here's
a very
what
different
I'll
question.
Say. Yes, here's what I'll say. I don't think it's going all that well in the sense of I don't think that we're remembering to ask ourselves what would Dolly do and then do what Dolly would do. Mm-hmm. I think we, as usual, we have a tendency to spiral and catastrophize and all of that, and we're still doing it, but I will say that this theme has given us a lot of joy this year because it's really resonated with people like our listeners, and we've gotten a ton of emails about it. Mm-hmm. A listener sent us each a pad of paper she came across that said, "What would Dolly do?" in pink. Oh. Another listener sent us photos of herself staying at a hotel. Gretch, I was telling you about this hotel in Nashville.
Wild.
The Graduate, it's called. And it's got this whole Dolly theme going.
Yeah.
You and I really want to go there now.
Oh, 100%. It's like there and Dollywood. I think there's major sisterly adventure opportunity here that we must explore.
Yes. And so I think other people have also adopted What Would Dolly Do as their theme.
Yes.
And some of them are really managing to live it out more than Sarah and I are. And so whenever someone contacts us about that, it just makes us smile. It makes us happy.
Yeah.
I do think we're still planning to get neon signs that say What Would Dolly Do. I know Sarah wants one for her new office. So, like, we are embracing it, but I don't know, maybe not as, we're not as Dolly as we would like to be. Gretch.
You're not as
There's
evolved.
There's room for more Dolly here.
Well, one of the things is sort of like, what is this quotation? I think it's like Emerson or so. It says something like, you know, a man's aim should exceed his grasp or what's a heaven for?
Yes.
Or something like that. But sort of like, sometimes you set an aim knowing that you won't reach it, but it's just like by articulating it, maybe you get closer.
I think so.
And also, like, I don't know about you, but I love that people associate me with St. Therese. Like, it gives me such like an uplifting feeling. It gives me such a like a transcendent joy whenever I just even think about her. And so the fact that somebody will just randomly be like, oh, today's the feast day of St. Therese. You know, I was thinking of you, or, oh, I came across this book and I wanted to know if you found it. It just gives me a lift to be associated with her and to get these reminders at random throughout the days. And so maybe you feel the same way where it's just kind of like anything that brings that element into your life.
Yes.
It's one thing to have a neon sign, which is I would love a neon sign of St. Therese that's kind of incongruous for her. Maybe like
I
a little,
like that. Like a,
like a little, like a rose statue would be more appropriate for her. But yeah, like some kind of visual reminder, some kind of flashy reminder, but then also just to just feel like in your mind you're getting reminded of it. I love that theme.
And connecting. You know, it's always about connecting, right, with people, relationships, community. And I do feel like our theme, more than others we've had, has given us a sense of community. So we're the What Would Dolly Do community.
Right, right, right. Oh, I love that. I love that. And now spotlight on a tool where we talk about some tool that you can use to make yourself happier. So the Happier app. Okay, I've talked about the Happier app before, which is this app that I've worked on with a team of just brilliant people. We won a Webby for design.
I was going to say, we have to shout out your Webby award.
Oh my gosh, it was the biggest thing and super, super exciting. And the thing is now with the app, it used to be you could try it for free, but then it was subscription. But now you can use it for free without a subscription if you're doing one aim. So the thing is, I was like, let's let people get in there, try it, see if it works for them. Like, I am the last person who wants somebody to be like using or buying or like trying to use a tool that doesn't work for them. But I really do think that this tool has so much, you can use it in so many different ways. I think just about everybody could find a way. But now you can try one aim to see the app. And then if you want to do more, because I think a lot of times once you're doing one well, then you start wanting to add others, then it does become a subscription. But now you can do one aim and you can use any of the tools depending on what you want to try.
That's great.
Yeah. So if you want accountability, if you want a reminder.
Don't break the chain.
Oh, yeah. Don't break the chain, which a lot of people use. It's just there's a lot of different tools in there because I've spoken to so many people about how they can and can't shape their habits. So we're still working on it. We still have all these like great people who are thinking about like, well, what about this and what about that? So there's a lot to experiment on with it. And there's more stuff all the time. So if you want to learn more, you want to sign up, just go to thehappierapp.com. So just thehappierapp.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. It really is cool, I think, if I do say so myself.
It's beautiful, too.
It is beautiful. Like, that's the thing. Beautiful tools make work a joy. That's one of my aphorisms. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there was a lot of effort put into having the design be like clean and beautiful and pleasing to the eye. Because that just makes it so much easier to do things like track.
Yes, it is a great app. Check it out.
Now, Elizabeth, I know there's been something you've been meaning to tell me.
Yeah, so I've been meaning to tell you that I have figured out the key to having people at my house for work. Okay?
Ooh, okay. So how often are you doing this?
Okay, well, first of all, let me just, for anyone who doesn't know, for Fantasy Island, we have not had a writer's office. We have been working almost entirely via Zoom the whole season.
Wow.
But we have started again having a few sessions at my house, which we were doing at the beginning of the season, and then we had to stop, and then we've tried to pick it back up again. This is, of course, before we turned in the last script. And what I decided, Gretchen, because I said, if I'm going to have people over here working, I can't be stressed about it. I just decided they get what they get. So I don't
you get
worry
what you
about,
get and you don't get upset.
I don't worry about cleaning before anybody comes. I don't stock the fridge. I don't feel bad that the dogs are barking in the background. I let people make their own coffee. So I'm not just like constantly worrying about making people coffee.
Right.
And
right.
I just decided, you know what? Like, otherwise, I'm going to be too distracted from the stress of like having people in my house to like focus on work. And I think they're more comfortable too.
And a writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because they don't feel like, oh, you're stressed out or running around or. And, you know, sometimes with things like making coffee, if somebody's like, I'll get it for you, then you're like, well, I don't want to keep asking for it because that's rude. But if I can just get up and get myself a cup of coffee every 15 minutes, then I will, which I would actually prefer.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. So I just decided like that's just going to be my attitude. And this way, because in the future, you know, I think it's very likely we're going to end up often not having offices, even post COVID, if there is such a thing.
Just because it's such a cost savings?
It's such a cost savings. In many ways, it's more convenient. And you can have people working in other cities. You can have a writer in New York, you know.
Well, I mean, even in LA, it's been such an issue for you.
Yes.
Because since people change jobs all the time, it's not like you can choose to live near where you work because where you work was all the time. I mean, Adam had that terrible commute for a while.
Yes.
You've had really super bad commutes. So it's like, it's one thing, okay, to be living in New York, but you could just be living on the other side of LA.
Exactly. So I think that's probably going to continue, but it is nice to be able to have in-person meetings because there is nothing like being with the other writers. I mean, one thing I'll say is it's also just more fun.
Yeah, well, less draining.
You can joke around to some degree on Zoom, but it's just not the same as being with people. I find being with people energizing and Zoom is so draining. So anyway, so it's really great to have people. But again, I've got to do it in a way because my house is a place that makes sense to meet because of I have a big backyard and, you know, it's sort of easy to park. And anyway, so that's just going to be my thing is I'm just not going to worry about it. And being someone who's clutter blind, it's easy for me not to worry about it.
Right. But, you know, this reminds me of when Jamie and I were first married and we were living in New York City. Mom was going to come visit. Mom loves New York. And she was going to come. And I was like all excited. And I thought, oh, I'll make reservations at some cool restaurant. I'll get theater tickets. Like, I'll make all these plans. And then I thought, you know what? If I go to all this trouble, I won't want her to come. Time after time after time, because it'll just be work and I'll stress about it and it'll feel like a big undertaking. So I can either make a big fuss and kind of wish that she wasn't coming, or I can say, you can come anytime you want, stay as long as you want. I'm going to go about my business. We'll make the odd theater plans or restaurant plans, whatever, but I'm not going to treat it like this is some like super huge big deal.
Right.
Because I'd rather just be wholeheartedly happy to hear that you're coming.
Yes.
Instead of sort of being happy and also sort of dreading the work involved. And by the way, Mom has tons of ideas herself.
Well, I was going to say, she has her own plans she wants to do. Yeah. She doesn't need you to make plans.
No. Yeah. And like, and in fact, it, like, could even have like then become an issue. So So I think that this idea of sometimes it's this idea of letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, if you want to keep up with something, you have to do it in a way that's sustainable. And like the thing is, if you make a big production every time people come over, you're not going to want to have people come over. And
right.
it's really valuable for people to get. I mean, you have to get together in person sometime.
And we want to. Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to. So, yeah, I think now the challenge is going to be, what's the balance between Zoom and in real life going forward?
Yeah.
And that's just something that everybody's struggling with.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Keep it manageable. Right.
Excellent. Lower the bar.
Lower the bar. Ladies. Lower the bar.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, you have a quotation for us. But first, we're going to take this break.
You know, Liz, it's important to me to be a treasure house of happy memories, but sometimes it's hard to frame something that you want to keep. Like, I have had pieces of children's art that I really wanted to frame, but it's kind of unconventionally sized and it's hard to do. But Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your pieces in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
Gretchen, I realized I didn't have a recent framed photo of you and me and mom and dad, and I really wanted one. So when we were in Kansas City and took a great picture, I uploaded it, sent it to Framebridge, and now I have a beautiful framed photo of us. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER. Okay, Gretch, I love this part. This is when you share a quotation. You love quotations. You always have a good one. What is your quotation today?
Yes, I have my newsletter, my Moments of Happiness newsletter. I have quotations, but I try to keep those short because I feel like that's better for email. But for this, I feel like I can I can air the ones that are longer that I love. And this is from Virginia Woolf's diary. She kept extensive diaries throughout her life, which are absolutely fascinating. So on January 4th, 1929, she wrote something that really resonates with me. She wrote, "Now, is life very solid or very shifting? I'm haunted by the two contradictions. This has gone on forever, will last forever, goes down to the bottom of the world, this moment I stand on. Also, it is transitory, flying, diaphanous. I shall pass like a cloud on the waves." Love that.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling happier? More happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier, adamantly more happier. Thank you,
and
Chuck.
I'm just feeling happier. Okay. I'm just feeling happier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. Remember, the best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, what do Nacho and Daisy think of all these people coming over to your house? What do they like?
Oh, my gosh. They lose their minds. They are very enthusiastic. We are trying to train them not to jump on people because we've realized we have a jumping issue.
Oh.
So we're working on it. But yes, they love it.
They like the company and the attention.
Yeah. Yes.
From the Onward Project.